You're listening to a WebYeshiva.org podcast. Visit www.webyeshiva.org to take part in our fully interactive online yeshiva. Visit blog.webyeshiva.org for more free downloadable Torah content.
Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein-Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Supporting Actor of the Week podcast. This week and next week, we're going to concentrate on some of the minor characters of Megillat Rut in time for the upcoming holiday of Shavuot. Almost all of the minor characters of the Megillah serve a single purpose, and that is to serve as a contrast, a foil for the main characters of the story. As such, in many of the cases, there's not much to say about the minor characters themselves, although in some cases there is what to say. But because their main purpose is to be a contrast to the major characters, very often the shiur on these minor characters will look very much like a shiur about the main characters, but no great harm done. And in all cases, we will get a sense of what these minor characters are all about, what they're doing in the Megillah. The story of Megillat Rut is a story of return. But this, right, the story of the return begins in Pasuk Vav, the sixth Pasuk of the Megillah. The first five Pesukim are a story of leaving. Right, there's a famine in the land, and Elimelech and Naomi and their two sons, Machlon and Chilion, leave Beit Lechem Yehuda, and they go to Moab, because in Beit Lechem they have nothing to eat. Now, the Midrash, if you look at, many of the Midrashim on this first part of the Megillah, looks upon their leaving quite unfavorably. Right? They were leaders who should not have left during time of trouble. An indication of this disapproval might be discerned in the fact that they are met by tragedy, right? Naomi loses first her husband and then her two sons. To see this definitely as a punishment of sorts, of course, is to assume that bad things only happen to bad people, right? And that if something bad happens to her, well, that must mean that she was a bad person or that they were all bad people. So it's hard to say for sure what happened to them was a punishment. But again, of course, it might have been. One might find what to disapprove of in the fact that the sons marry Moaviot, right? They are marrying from the local girls who of Moab, and as you probably know, to marry a Moaviah is even more problematic. We'll get into that more probably in next week's. Podcast. And there's also the possibly disapproval of the fact that their move seems to be long-term. Right? They're there for 10 years before Naomi starts to head back to Beit Lechem. And who knows what might have happened if her sons hadn't died. However one wants to look at that the actions of the people at the beginning of the Megillah, right? What is clear is that part of the story is the story of leaving, is the story of exile. And it is the story of tragedy, right? Terrible things that befell this family that moved from Beit Lechem Yehuda. What I would like to concentrate on is what happens from Pasuk Vav and onward, right? Because that is the main story, the story of the return, of the Geula, right? The story of which answers the question of how does one bring redemption to a family that has left Beit Lechem, that has gone into exile, who has married the Moaviot, and it is not clear how and if they are going to be able to ever return. Right? And that is the story that begins with Pasuk Vav. As we read through the first section of the story, we'll see that the theme of return is spelled out for us very, very clearly. The verb lashuv, shin vav vet, right, which means to return, appears no less than 10 times in this parak. Actually, we'll see it appears 11 times. But the second to last one, we'll have to look at a little bit more clearly because we'll see that it's a little bit different than the others. Right, but that's a tremendous amount of times for one verb to appear in this one parak. And what I want to do now is to look at the appearances of this repeated verb to return in the context of the parak and try to understand their meaning. And from that, to try to understand something about the characters about whom we are reading. Parak Aleph Pasuk Vav. Vatakom hi v'chalotea, vatashov miste Moav, ki shama miste Moav, ki fakad Hashem et amo, latet lahem lachem. Naomi gets up, vatakom, right? She and her two daughters-in-law, vatashov miste Moav, right? And she is heading home. She is returning back to Beit Lechem, right? That is her goal, that is her intention. Because, right, the pasuk tells us in a beautiful pasuk, ki fakad Hashem et amo latet lahem lachem. But Hashem has remembered his people, and once again in Beit Lechem there is lechem. Right now she can go home because Beit Lechem is once again a place where one can find lechem. Vatetze min hamakom asher hayta shama. Ushte chaloteh ima vateilachna vaderech lashuv el eretz Yehuda. Right. So again, it says that she leaves the place where she was. Right. She leaves Moab behind again with her two daughters-in-law with her, and she goes on the way lashuv el eretz Yehuda. Right. Once again, she is on the journey home. She is returning. Right. Twice already, we've heard that her goal is lashuv el eretz Yehuda. Vatomer Naomi. Right now, things get more interesting. Naomi says to her two daughters-in-law, "Vatomer Naomi l'shtei chaloteha, lechna, right, go," she says to them. "Shovna isha leveit ima, return," right, again the word lashuv, "return each of you to your mother's house. Ya'as Hashem imachem chesed ka'asher asitem imamitim v'imadi." Right, she blesses her daughters-in-law and she said, "God should bless you, should do chesed with you as you did with me and with your dead husbands." Right, Yiten Hashem lachem umitzena menucha isha beit isha. Right, again she blesses them. Hashem should bless you that you will find menucha. Right, you will find rest, meaning you will find a way to settle down. You will find new homes. Isha beit isha, each woman in her own house. Vatishak lahen vatisena kolan vatifkena. Right, Naomi is saying to her daughters-in-law, return, shovna. You too have to return, she says to them. But she's trying to explain to them that they have to return to Moab. Right? And what is the reason that they have to return to Moab? Because that's where they're from. Right? She can return to Beit Lechem because you return to a place that you were once in, where you were once before. But they can't return to Beit Lechem. They should return home. They should go back to their own country, their own families, their own people. And the two, they all cry. Vatisena kolan vatifkena. Vatomarna la, and both daughters-in-law, that would be Ruth and Orpah, although we don't know their names yet, say to her, ki itach nashuv la'amech. No, we are going to return, nashuv, with you, la'amech. We are going to return to your people. And they said, no, we're not going back to Moab. We want to return with you to your people. Vatomer Naomi. Now Naomi is about to explain to them why that isn't possible. Shovna benotai, return, my daughters. Right? She says again, using the same verb, return. Lama telach maimi? Why would you go with me? Ha'od livanim b'me'ai v'hayu lachem la'anashim? Do I have more sons within me that you will be able to take as men, meaning to be your husbands? Shovna venotai, return, my daughters. Again, shovna. Lechna, go. Ki zakanti mihiyot leish. Right, I'm too old to be with a man. Right, I'm not going to be having any more children. Ki amarti ki yesh li tikva. Gam hayiti halayla leish. Vegam yaladati vanim. Right, even if there was some hope, and tonight I would be with a man and I would have sons. Halahen tishaberna ad asher yigdalu. Halahen teagena levilti hayot leish. Right? Would you wait for them? Would you be bound to them, tied down to them for so long until they would grow up? Right? So that they could be your husbands? Al na benotai, ki mar li ma'od, mikem, ki yatsa v'yad Hashem. Right? So I asked earlier about whether or not there was punishment. So whether or not it was punishment for a specific action, Naomi clearly sees her situation as being some sort of punishment from God, something bad that God has brought upon her, right? I have no sons. The sons that I gave you and that you married have already died. I have no more sons, potentially, right? There is no way that I have any more sons to give you. Right? And so what is she basically saying to her two daughters-in-law? She's saying to them, you want to come back with me to Beit Lechem, but that's not possible. Because the only way that you could really be there, ki itach nashuv elamech, that we want to be part of, go back with you and be part of your people, is if you marry into my family, right? As you did, except that your husband's died. But I have no more sons to give you. And so there's no way for you to do that. There's no way for you to become part of my people because I have nobody left for you to marry. So therefore, you have to go back. Vatisena kolan vatifkena od, right? They all cry again. Vatishak orpa lachamota virut davkaba. Right? And Orpah kisses her mother-in-law, but Ruth sticks with her, right? So Orpah gives in, right? She accepts her mother-in-law's words, and she leaves. But Ruth stays with her. Vatomer hine shava yivimtech el ama ve'el eloheha shuvi achare yivimtech. Right? Your sister-in-law, Naomi tells Ruth, has now gone, right? Shava yivimtech elameha. She has returned to her nation and to her God. Shuvi acharei yivimtech. You should return as well to Moab, as your sister-in-law did. Vatomer Ruth. And then Ruth responds to her mother-in-law and explains to Naomi why Naomi is mistaken. Vatomer Ruth, al tifki'i vi la'azvech la'shuv me'achareich. Ki el asher telchi elech uva asher talini alin, amech ami ve'elohayech elohai. Ba asher tamuti amut visham ekaver, ko yaseh Hashem li v'cho yosif, ki hamavet yafrid beini uveinecha. Ruth explains to Naomi that there is a way for her to return. And how is it possible that Ruth would return with no more sons of Naomi to marry, but yet to be able to return truly with Naomi to Beit Lechem? Because, as Ruth says, I am throwing my lot in with you and with your people and with your God. Right? Kelasher telchi elech, where you go, I go. Where you sleep, I sleep. Your people is my people. Your God is my God. Right? What is yours is mine. It's not mine somehow through you or through your son, because I marry into your family. I now accept it as mine in my own right. I take it upon myself. I throw my lot in with your nation, right, and with your God, and with Beit Lechem, which I am now going to call my home. Right. So Ruth explains to Naomi that there is a way to return to a place that you've never been to. Right? That by identifying wholly with that people and that place and that God, she's able to return to it, although she's never been there before. And of course, as if I need to point it out, she uses that same verb again. Vatomer Ruth, al tifki bila azvech lashuv me'acharayich. Don't make me return away from you. Right? Where I want to return to is the same place that you are returning to, Ruth explains to Naomi. Vatera ki mitametzeti lalechet ita vetechta ledaber eleha. Right? Naomi realizes that she's not going to persuade Ruth otherwise, and so she ceases to speak to her about it. Vatelach nashtehem ad boana beit lechem, vayhi kivoana beit lechem, vatehom kol ha'ir aleihen, vatomarna hazot Naomi. Right? They come to Beit Lechem, and the whole city is up in an uproar. Is that Naomi? Could it be? Vayomer aleihen, alti krena li Naomi, krena li Mara, ki heimar shadai li meod. Right? Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. Right, call me bitter, because Hashem has embittered me greatly. Ani melea halachti v'rekam hashivani Hashem. Right, I left full, and I have come back empty. I left with a husband, with two sons, right, and now I come back with nothing. There's one commentary that says ani melea halachti. I was pregnant when I went out to Moab. Literally, I was full, and now I'm empty. I don't even have the potential to have children anymore. Lama tikrena li Naomi, v'Hashem anavi v'shadai hirali. Right? Why call me Naomi? Pleasantness, right? Because Hashem has done such bad things to me. But nevertheless, kafbet v'tashov Naomi v'ruta Moaviyah halata ima hashava משדה מואב. והמה באו בית לחם בתחילת קציר סעורים. Right? Nevertheless, the parak ends on a hopeful note. Right? Vatashov Naomi viruta Moavia kalata ima hashava miste Moav. Naomi returns to Beit Lechem and Ruth returns to Beit Lechem. And they come at the beginning of the Ktsir Seorim, right? A time of harvest, a time of hope. Right? And of course, we all know that the fact that it is harvest will become an important part of the story. Now, I kind of skipped over verb to return number 10, right? There really were 11 in the parak, but one of them comes in an interesting context, right? When Naomi is talking about her bitterness, right? We quoted the pasuk, ani melaya halachti v'reikam hashivani Hashem. I have returned, Naomi said, right? She set out in pasuk vav to return to Beit Lechem, and she has. She has come back. She's back in Beit Lechem. The people are all amazed to see that she has come back, and she says, "Yes, I have come back." But Rekam Hashivani Hashem. Hashem has returned me empty. Right? And in those words, we realize the difficulty in what Naomi has set out to do. Right? She has set out to return to Beit Lechem, but she has returned empty, right? And she has returned to having no immediate family, and she has returned to having no field, no means for setting up her home, for supporting herself, right? The continuation of the story, which we'll talk more about in the next podcast, of course, is how that is taken care of. How does she truly return to Beit Lechem, right? How is her Shiva to Beit Lechem complete? And of course, we know that this all has to do with Ruth, right? That the fact that Ruth has decided to return in this sense that she explains to Beit Lechem with Naomi, right? This is what allows Naomi to return as well, right? How, of course, that happens, that's in the continuation of the Megillah and what we'll discuss more in the upcoming podcast. But what about Orpah, right? This is a podcast, after all, about minor characters. What about Orpah? Who is Orpah? Now, the Midrash also, there are some Midrashim which look disfavorably upon Orpah. She's called Orpah because she turned her neck, her oref, on Naomi, right? Kind of implying a turning, what we would say in English is like turning your back on someone. How could she do such a thing? But if you look at the story honestly, and if you looked at the character of Orpah honestly, that Midrash is a little bit harsh. In the sense that Orpah, like many of the minor characters we'll see in the Megillah, isn't bad. She's just ordinary. In this meaning, she doesn't do anything terrible. She, in fact, is doing what her mother-in-law is begging her to do. Naomi is saying, go back, find a new family, go back to your nation, to your people, to your God. Go home and be happy, Naomi is pleading with her daughters-in-law. Ruth doesn't pay attention. But Orpah does, right? So she's doing nothing worse than what her mother-in-law is asking her to do, right? So she may not be Ruth, right? She may not be wonderful, but she's not bad. But that is exactly the point, right? The point of the Megillah is that the world is made up of people who are ordinary, and then there are also people who are extraordinary. The main characters are the characters who are extraordinary in the Megillah. And the minor characters are the ordinary characters. Now, it's interesting that part of what Ruth has to fight against in her return, quote, to Beit Lechem, is the fact that she's a Moaviyah. Being a Moaviyah comes with a stigma, right? In the Torah, we are told, you're not allowed to marry, it says they're a Moavi, and that's how the Torah Shebal Peh deals with the fact that Boaz eventually marries Ruth. But nevertheless, what's the problem with the Moavi? They were the ones who didn't come. It says Ammon and Moav, you're not allowed to marry into them because they did not come forward with food and water when you were in the desert. They should have helped you out, and they didn't. And also, of course, the Moav was the nation that sent Bilam to curse you, right? Again, doing something bad to you when they should instead have been helping out. So that is the reason why you can't marry into the Moavi nation. So part of the stigma of the Moavi is that they represent this lack of helping out, this lack of what I will call, in the context of Megillat Ruth, lack of chesed, lack of helping out when people are in need. And it is specifically that Ruth, together with other characters in the Megillah, turns around. Ruth, in many ways, is able to become part of Am Yisrael because she so embodies the chesed that her nation kind of didn't excel at in those instances mentioned in the Torah. And because of her ability to go above and beyond in kindness, that she is able to undo this stigma of her being a Moavia. So while, as I mentioned, there are ordinary people and extraordinary people in Megillat Ruth, perhaps there is something to the idea that sometimes ordinary is not enough. That the world, that redemption, that return, right, all these themes of the Megillah don't happen when people are merely ordinary. For things like that to happen, then you need to have the extraordinary. And more on this topic next week's podcast on the continuation of Megillat Ruth.